Blog Talk Radio.
Coming to you live, straight from the whipping up a poetic fusion of life, love, laughter, inspiration, motivation, education, and mental stimulation. With a cherry on top, with our weekly hot topics on everyday relations, welcome to Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio. With your host, your Poetic Energy herself, bringing the electric current with her own poetic flow, weekly featured guests, and open mic segments. She promises to keep the currents and the waves live. At all times. Here on Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio. Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio. The number to chime in and express yourself is 917-932-8881. That's 917-932-8881. Non-U.S. listeners, dial 1-877-218-1183. That's 1-877-218-1183.
Welcome, everybody. Welcome to Poetry and Melodies with Stevie G. This is Stevie G, and I'd just like to welcome you to my show. I'm glad you guys are coming out listening, and I'd like to give an honor to God for allowing me to be able to come out and do the show and entertain you guys. And I just want to say thank you once again. If you're calling in and you need the call-in numbers are 917-932-8881. If you're calling from out of the country, the numbers are 877-218-1183. Well, it's back again for some more music and entertainment and poetry, and I'm going to start the show off with some stylistics. People make the world go round.
Thank you.
That was Stylistics and People Make the World Go Round. Well, it's been a rough week, but we've reached Hump Day. And Hump Day is just about gone. And I'd like to give a shout-out to my girl, Candace Glover. You know, I hope she wins this thing, you know. I really do. She's a great talent, and I hope that all the listeners that are listening, just go out and vote for her, man. She deserves it. You know, it's kind of hard doing things sometimes. It's kind of hard getting your notice sometimes, you know. I know for a fact. But this girl really deserves it, you know. So I hope you guys hear me and go out and vote for her because she really deserves it. As a matter of fact, I'm going to pay homage to her by playing one of her songs tonight. And one of my favorite songs that she's did is a Billie Holiday, You've Changed, and she really did it justice. I tell you, she really did her thing on it. But, you know, like, I want to give the call-out numbers again. The call-in numbers are 917-932-8881. From out of the country, it's 877-218-1183. Welcome, Complicated Passions. Just came into the chat room. Appreciate you being here again, bro, as usual. You know what I'm saying? I hope some more people come in and join you shortly. It's a little early in the show, but people tend to be late. You know how we do. But we'll be out. We'll be out, and we'll have somebody in there for you to chat with shortly. But I'm going to look for Candace Glover here and put this song on You've Changed, because she's really changed me as far as looking at American Idol, because I almost gave up on American Idol until she got on the show. But, hey, she changed my mind. And this is one of the songs that she did to change it. I'm going to put it on for you in a second. This is the beginning of the song. She's talking through it, and I don't want to put that on. So just give me a second, and I'll have it on. It's about to come on right now. Here it is. You Changed, Candace Glover. Candace Glover, the girl can sing, man. I love that chick's voice. I really do. And she's only 23 years old. Well, you know, I guess I'll keep the music rolling after that with some Donny Hathaway. You Were Meant For Me.
No one else could come between.
That was Donny Hathaway, You Were Meant For Me. Beautiful song, beautiful song. Okay, I'm going to keep the music going, and I'm going to put on some Whispers, Somebody Loves You. Somebody Loves You, and I'm going to keep the music playing. On Your Own, Layla Hathaway. Thank you.
You'll be wiser in the morning, so much stronger when the
Cotton, I don't know, but the girl can really sing. I got to give a shout out to the chat room. Thank you guys for coming out. Shout out to the people on the phone lines. Thank you as well for coming out. We got a caller on the line. I'm going to get into chat with us in a second. But the theme of the night is actually love. And I know the brother that's getting ready to come on the mic, he's going to bring the love. So there's no doubt that the theme fits him. I know your number by now, Complicated Passions. This is you. You're on the line with Stevie G. What you going to do for
What's
us tonight,
Stevie
brother?
G? What's up, Stevie G? How you doing?
Oh, I'm just holding it down, bro. That's all I can do.
I heard that. You flowing, for sure.
All right. What you going to do for us tonight, Complicated?
Well, you know, I was reading one of my fellow poets, and I ran up across a poem that he wrote called Impromptu Flow. And I'm going to share that moment because it's really nice. I really love the poem, and so I'm going to spit that. And, of course, you know, it's always I'm always bringing love when I do that. All right?
All right. Go ahead, brother. Do your thing.
All right. Hints of you can't hide the beauty behind the tints of you. Glare, bright light, sunshine, making me feel like I hit a gold mine, jackpot. You are more than worthy of my best shot, wishing you, missing you, swishing you like a jump shot, all net, sweet like candy, tasty as it can get, makes my mouth wet. Hot as July. It's not even summer yet. Damn, that's that piece.
That was beautiful. Sure, I didn't even know you was going to be done with it that fast. Wow.
Yeah, that piece written, that piece is by Steve McGoy. He's on Facebook, so anybody out there want to find him, you can find him. He's another one of those poets who's going to be bringing it, you know. And that's my brother, and I appreciate his style and his flow.
All right. Well, that brother did some nice things with words, believe me.
Yes, he did.
You sent it the brother well, so as usual. All right, my man, Complicated. I'm going to pull you back on. Last week, I tried to pull you back on, but you, I don't know what happened to you. You got lost out there. I couldn't find you.
It'd be this dinner time. You know, it's 6:28. I'm already late. They looking at me like I got to get up in here and make this meal right now. I mean, it's cooked, but I got to prepare it, you know, put it on the table and all that other good stuff. So I'm going to step away
for a
moment. All
right, well, you can do your thing, but I'm going to try to pull you back into the show later on, okay?
All right. All right, thank you.
Thanks for coming out, lacing up the mic as usual.
Thank you, sir.
All right, man. Peace. Complicated Passage, y'all, doing this thing as usual. And since he read, I might as well go ahead and read mine for the night. This poem is called Complete. I call you anticipating hearing your sweet voice. And every time I hear you, God lets me know how impeccable my choice. As I research the archives of my history, looking for a love to compare, I get clouded by your mystery and the big heart you wear. You are the epitome of all things that symbol serenity. A soft cloud, a sweet melody, with a sexy smile and a lovely personality. I need you in my heart, please stay. Since you've been in my life, I've become a better man, and it shows in multiple ways. I look forward to our life fulfilled with happiness, a lasting happiness that will ward off loneliness. I want us to be that perfect pair, growing in love and lacking in despair. I love that's exciting and keeps me on the edge of my seat to share life with you. For you make my knees weak. My day is usually dysfunctional until I hear you speak. And to express what you do to me, let's just say infinity has no peak. I love your smile with the dimples on the side. Just know every feeling I have is glowing from my inner spectrum to my exterior hide. How you graciously attend every thought I keep. You even conquer my dreams while I'm asleep. I've known no other love to knock me off my feet. And now that I have you, you have made my life simply complete. And that's my piece. That's my piece. And I'm going to keep my music going. Since love is in the air, how about a little Endless Love by Luther Vandross and Mariah Carey?
Yeah.
That was Mariah Carey and Luther Vandross and Endless Love. Well, I got to pay a couple of bills, so the network says, so I'm going to take care of that right now. Oh, why do we have to pay bills everywhere? That's what I'd like to know, but here we go. If it happens today.
Are you trying to get pregnant? Need to feel confident about treatments ahead? Need to save money, time, and heartache? Are you willing to follow 4 proven modules to be strong, gain knowledge, overcome obstacles, and gain freedom from worry? Contact Hold Your Hand Fertility Coaching and reserve your spot today. www.holdyourhandfertilitycoach.com.
You guys heard that right, www.fertilitycoach.com. Okay. I'm going to get back to some music with some Reasons by Earth, Wind & Fire.
I'm in the wrong place to be real.
That was Earth, Wind, and Fire with Reasons. I'd like to give a shout out to the chat room. Complicated Passions, Jimmy 619, Guest 8054, and Wonderland 1. Thanks for coming to the show. I appreciate having you guys. And to the callers on the line that are listening in, thank you as well. If you want to get on the show and call into the show, the number is 917-932-8881. And if you want to speak to Stevie G or drop a poem or sing a song or just say hello, just hit option one. And if you're calling from overseas, the number is 877-218-1183. So I'm glad to have you guys out again this week with me, Stevie G, trying to drop his music and his poetry. And Complicated Passions, I got you on hold over there, I know. But we're going to get to you, bro. We're going to get to you again. It'll be a little sooner than later this night, okay? It won't be so long. Last week, Complicated Passions was waiting and waiting and waiting in the wings. And guess what? His kids stole him from the show. So tonight we're going to try to get you back in before your kids steal you from the show. Because we need to hear from you. You always drop some beautiful love poetry. And, well, right now, we're going to drop a little poetry and music. And the music is the main ingredient. I'm so proud. I'm sorry, that's the Impressions. I'm so proud. The Impression.
Prettier.
I'm so proud. I'm sorry, I got them a little confused at the beginning, but it's still I'm so proud, and I'm so proud to have you guys. I'm so proud to have you guys coming and listen with me. Thanks again. Always thanks. I'm going to keep the music playing with a little SWV Week. And you remember them? SWV. Those were some New York girls. So all y'all not familiar with New York, let me bring New York to you.
What's up, man?
about business.
Oh, words like that? Well, check this out. This is how we're going to do this. Your fighter against my fighter.
Whatever.
Winner take all.
Whatever.
Just remember
done.
That. All right?
You just beat it.
Remember that.
Come on, y'all. Let's
be out. Yeah, be out. Please.
WV week, y'all. Okay. Listen, next week I'm going to feature another radio friend of mine that has a show on. It's a food show. He's a chef, and the name of his show is Food Talk with Chef Ernesto. And Chef Ernesto is going to come on my show next weekend. Just come on and give a good recipe to you guys, you know, because he's a chef and he knows what he's doing with the knife and the pots and the pans and the whole nine. So maybe you guys can pick up a little something on it. So next week I'm going to have him come on and give us a recipe, maybe something you guys can cook for your favorite person or your better halves or what have you. But in the meantime, I'm going to keep the love going with some Aaliyah, four-page letter. Yeah, I miss her, man. She was so sweet. Aaliyah, four-page letter.
Yo, turn my music up. Up some more. Up some more. Up a little bit more.
I'm going to keep the music going and give you some Phyllis Hyman, Can't We Fall in Love Again.
Can't
Phyllis Hyman with Michael Henderson doing their thing, Can't We Fall in Love Again. Well, I got some callers on the line, y'all, and I want to get to my callers because they've been patiently waiting. So I'm going to pull in caller from the 916. You're on the line with Stevie G. Who's on the line with Stevie G?
Hey, Stevie G. What's going on, brother? This is Chef Ernesto.
Hey, how Chef, I just shouted you out in the chat room. I shouted you out letting people know that you're going to be on the show next week and you're going to bring in a recipe so some of the ladies can please their husbands.
Oh, you know, that ain't no problem, man. Whatever kind of recipe, whatever kind of rap, you know, I take a minute and just lay it all down. You know, that ain't no problem, brother.
Listen, this is Chef Ernesto, and he has a show on Blog Talk Radio called Food Talk with Chef Ernesto, and he's
Food
the coolest
talk, yeah.
Chef. Him and his wife, I think, host the show together, and they always have a very educational show. I go on every week and listen to them. You know, not only do they give recipes out, but they talk about the safety of food and the temperature food
right.
should be, the whole nine, you know. But he's a
right.
food person, you know. He's just food knowledgeable. So if you want to know about your food, if you want to if you want to know how to cook your food, if you want recipes, it's a good thing to go on this show. His show is on at 9 o'clock p.m. on Friday nights, Eastern, and he's from the West Coast. But, Chef, I appreciate you coming out listening to the show, man.
Not a problem. Always listen to your show, man. I'm just sorry I can't get it on the computer, but it's all good, brother. God bless you.
I don't know why you can't get it on the computer. Why you can't get it on the computer?
Man, look, don't get me started because I don't want to start a riot, bro. I don't know.
All right, I'm going to leave it alone. I'm going to leave it alone. You here. That's all that matters to me. If you here listening and you support me, I support you, and I appreciate that.
Always. Well, we show them how it's done, how it's supposed to be done. You know what I mean, brother?
All right, well, next week, y'all, we look forward to having Chef come on and bring us a recipe that's going to feed our families and make them feel good about what they had to eat. Chef, I know you're going to bring something
good.
To eat.
I'm gonna
let me ask in the chat room what they want you to bring in, dessert, entree, appetizer. You guys can hear me. Type in what you want so I can tell Chef so he'll know what to do. Why women got to please their husbands? Come on. Men can do it, too.
We'll pour some orange sauce over our hand. Let me know, brother. You know, Cornish hen.
All right.
Whatever,
well, somebody just said dessert.
Oh, no problem. Man.
That's
no
all
problem.
I seen. One person wants to talk some junk about why we got the why man can do it, too. I know a man can do it. How to pair food with wine, somebody said.
Sometimes we just have to show them that we can do it, bro. It's all about being smooth with it, you know.
Wonderland One, you know what? If you want to know how to pair food with wine, he's coming on giving a recipe next week. But if you want to know how to pair food with wine, I suggest you go to his show tomorrow night.
Tomorrow's show is about food pairing. Friday's show is about food pairing. I'm talking with an African-American winery tomorrow. We don't have any of those, brother, but we're in touch with a lot of chefs and a lot of wineries, brother. So tomorrow.
There you go,
show,
Wonderland One. You want to go on it?
Friday show.
It's on the. She's asking, where is it at? It's on the same network as you're on now, but you just go on and search for Food Talk with Chef Ernesto, the same way you found me.
Yeah.
I know it's hard sometimes.
Yeah.
The way they got the website set up is a little difficult to find people now. It's not as easy as it used to be. But, hey.
Right. And when you do it at 6 p.m. Pacific or a little bit after, and you can get right on the show that's happening right now.
Well, you heard that, right? Okay, Chef, so we look forward to having you come out next week, and I'll be on the show tomorrow night. If God willing, I'll be there.
All right,
so I'm going to put you on hold. Hope you're listening to some more music.
Okay.
And I got another call on the line, so I'm going to get him on. All right?
I see.
All right, Chef, I'll see you tomorrow, and I hope you enjoy the rest of the show.
Friday. All right,
bud.
We'll see you Friday.
Oh, that's right. You know, I'm forgetting that tonight is Wednesday. I'm so used to doing my show on Thursday. And now
right.
I'm sorry, you guys. Tonight is not Thursday. Tonight is Wednesday.
Right.
His show is on Friday night at 9 o'clock.
Right.
Saying something, man, because I'm just messing up. What a DJ I am, the screwed up DJ. That's all right. Anyway, Chef, I'm going to get this other call on, man. I'll talk to you on Friday night for sure.
Take care, my brother. Peace.
All right, same to you, bro.
Mm-hmm. All right, that was
nice. Okay, Chef, I'm going to get this other call online. Caller from the 562, you're on the line with CBG.
That would be Complicated Passions one more time.
What's up, Mr. Complicated Passions, the love poet extraordinaire. What you going to do for us?
Well, I'm going to drop a little medley for you right quick, and so that'll be my dessert for the ladies right now.
Okay, ladies, Mr. Complicated Passions is going to do a medley poem. Mr. Complicated Passions, the floor is yours.
Just like that, or any way you want it to be. Now, you tell me, if it's love, then it's got to be more beautiful than the stars in your eyes. Come closer, let me see, or better yet, just braille me. Surrender that touch I can't resist. Say you love me so I can get to this, the moments of your desire. Let me, like the flame that's in you, become all that I want to do. Let me taste the sweetest part of you. You need only say, I do. And then the music will play. You see, I found myself taken by all the moments my love could be. It was as if I were chasing the dawn and she was out to get me, tempted by a smile. All the while, my imagination was hungering. Little did I know I would be moved to contemplation, my wanting a flame that was already fire. The moments of that kiss from a stranger becoming my love's danger. That first touch had my emotions drowning in her desire. Passion would take me waiting for that next encounter. Yes, my emotions were set to fire. The moment I laid eyes on you, this was a must-be. I was captured by the desire I saw in you. It was like a motion picture. I knew I had to 007 you. This would be a serious love affair. I could imagine running my fingers through your hair. Oh, to hold you close, I could feel the flow. I was ready for this love game. I was wondering if just for a moment you felt the same, because I was wanting to taste your flame. Complicated Passions.
My man, always bringing the love. You're gonna make somebody a happy husband one day. You married?
Not this time, you know. I mean,
not this time.
I'm just all right,
man. That was Complicated Passion with his melody. I mean, his medley. Well, that was a melody. That was a melody, so I wasn't wrong. But it was a medley with melodic sound. How's that? That sound better?
Oh, absolutely.
All right, Complicated. I'm going to put you on hold and get back to some music, man.
All right. Thank you, my brother.
Thank you all the time, man. Thank you for coming out. I appreciate you. Okay, sorry about the pause. I'm going to read a little something myself, being that it's poetry and melodies. I'm going to put my little poetry in. This piece is called Compassionate Love, the Empathy. We are not a perfect people, and we house many flaws. Most haven't followed the straight and narrow. Some have even broken serious laws. We climb the ladder only to fall. We get bumped and lumped up, but we shake it off and stand tall. At least some of us do. The rest stand complacent or fall all the way through. We go through life making abundant mistakes, like falling in love, infatuated, or just plain fakes. Some shine a bright line on their own ass, and many throw stones even if they do live in a house made of glass. We treat the ones we love in the worst way, not realizing what our tomorrow holds, and that we may need the same love one another day. How we actually expect them to forgive and forget. How we walk around head held high as if to say, this is a good way to live. Proud we are able to hold a grudge, not giving an inch at all, not willing to budge. Have we lost touch with our compassion, with attitude that we can give everybody a verbal lashing? Without feeling humble in regard to whom we hurt, disregarding all that crosses our paths on God's green earth, we seem to have no problem destroying our blessings, then sit back and cry during our heartless and false confessions. It's time to right our wrongs, put the compassion back in the heart where it belongs. We can't fake compassion by calling on our brains. Compassion lives in the heart where it will always remain. I wish I grew up in a household where love was abundant. Now my thoughts of that household are amazingly redundant. I found out that you don't have to be taught love. It resides within. All we have to do is believe in love, and it will make itself apparent like a strong force for wind. I look around at some people and it amazes me how they can have everything life has to offer, yet live their life so unhappily. Not realizing you can't buy happiness like a gift, it simply filters through our compassion with reasoning to uplift. I'm not a teacher, nor am I philosophical. I'm just living life and trying to hurdle all my obstacles. My compassion has brought my eyes to tears, tears of sadness, tears of happiness, just tears because it's evident I care. Like crying in a tear-jerking movie, I admit I do. That's the compassionate heart shining through. Yes, I'm a man, and we cry also. We are solid as a rock, although we cry and hurt just like a woman does, only because we harbor compassionate love. It's so hard to understand how some live in these ill and not-so-loving ways. Do you realize this is poison and causes decay? The answer is your compassion, to your compassion submit. And whatever your ills, compassion love gets you through it. Not only does compassionate love get you through it, but God gets you through it. And God gives us and houses us with that compassion. That's just my peace. And I'm going to get back to my music. And I'm going to put on a little Fire by the infamous Ohio Players.
Fire, fire,
That's fire, y'all, by Irv. Listen at me, by the Ohio Player. Lord have mercy, I'm tearing up things tonight. But I'm going to keep it moving with New Bourbon Wildflower.
Flower that blooms in any season. And that's why
goodness. That was New Birth, baby. That's a hard song to sing the way they sung it. They did their thing, but you know what? It's hard to beat this dude, too, because he was before his time. And my man is Marvin Gaye with Mercy, Mercy Me. Coming to a close now, and I just want to thank my chat room, all you guys for coming out, supporting. I appreciate it. Wonderland, let me get to my chat room and talk. Wonderland, one, thank you for coming out. It's your first night coming out. I appreciate having you in the chat room. And Jimmy 619, Divas 2 Radio. Hey, that's Mr. Chef. How you doing, Divas 2 Radio? Guest 8054, it's a pleasure to have you out. You know, Sunday was Mother's Day, and my mom is no longer here with me, you know, and, you know, I hear everybody talking about happy Mother's Day, mom, and taking moms out to dinner and doing their things with their mother. And to anybody whose mother is not with them, I know how that feels sometimes at Mother's Day when you don't have your mother to take out and spoil and do the things that you like to do. My last Mother's Day with my mom, she wanted to go out to David and Buster's of all places. Don't ask me why, but that's where she wanted to go, so that's where we took her. But anyway, I'm going to dedicate this last song to my mother, and it's Moody's Move for Love by George Benson. And this was one of her favorite songs, so, Mommy, this one's for you. I love you. I miss you. I hope it comes on sometime in the next 10 seconds. It's giving me a hard time. I don't know why, but it is. I think it's coming on now. Here it comes. Moody's Move for Love. About love, never knowing what love's all about. James Moody, come on in, man. You can blow now if you want to. We're through. I love you guys. God bless and have a great week and a great weekend. See you next week.